Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The House Ag Committee has completed an extensive three-year review of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and Chairman Mike Conaway says he's committed to getting the policy right, not just setting a savings number and molding the policy to meet that. Conaway says even though some say it's too much too soon, they've talked with citizens nationwide who've been helped by SNAP and identified modest improvements to better serve those in greatest need, while modernizing the program to help lift people out of poverty. In response to the House Ag Committee's draft of the Farm Bill, the National Young Farmers Coalition praised portions of the bill for maintaining programs critical to the success of young farmers, including maintaining beginning farmer training and land access programs and restoring funding for farmland conservation easements. The coalition had significant concerns, however, that drastic changes to nutrition programs could threaten the bipartisan effort required to pass a farm bill before September's deadline. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative and the USDA have announced that U.S. pork products are now eligible for export to Argentina. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says Argentina is open to a full range of pork muscle cuts and many pork variety meats. Hallstrom adds USMEF has been researching the Argentine market for some time to identify commercial opportunities for pork, and a representative is there to meet with importers and other prospective buyers. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.